It is Mondays, and on Mondays we answer your... Well, we help you with your problems.
You've got mail, fat ass.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
Help, I need somebody.
Help,
not just anybody.
Help,
you know I need the buzz.
Ask the buzz.
Oh, young love. Oh, well, I don't know how young it is. It's just love. Love knows no age. Old or younger, it doesn't matter. Sometimes things happen in love. And you have to deal with the consequences. Or you have to try to reasonably understand why someone would do something. It's not always easy, is it? The human heart is a bumpy road map, my friends. It's a bumpy, bumpy road.
It's a crazy organ.
It certainly is. This particular Ask the Buzz begins with, Dear Godfather.
Godfather.
My stupid and careless boyfriend didn't lock his apartment door.
Oh, no.
Do I even need to go on?
Let me tell you something. I get made fun of. I got
good
the
checking.
I got the Pat McMullen.
Yeah.
Door is locked. Door is locked. I will, every night after band practice, we walk out and the guys go, oh, do we lock the door?
Yeah.
And they laugh and they get in their cars and they drive off. I can't.
Yeah.
I got to like, oh, I got to go back and look.
Right. Right.
Oh, do not you, checked it.
When you walk in your place.
Yeah.
Lock the door behind you all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Even if Amy, you know Amy's coming in within a half hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right, I would too.
Amy, sometimes we're doing groceries, I do it.
Yeah, if you're living...
Wow.
He brings in the first load. Go get the second. Click.
Click.
Puts the chain on, too. She's got a knock.
Yep.
Boyfriend didn't lock his apartment door, so I was able to walk in and catch him going to town on himself.
Well, this is not what I was expecting.
When you are,
I was thinking that like his house was going to get robbed.
Yeah, that's
like,
exactly.
This is
oh,
like
did?
I didn't even know he
yes.
was. Oh yeah, I didn't know he was going to town.
I thought his house was going to get robbed and that there was a sex tape and now it's gone.
No, I thought there was someone else.
That
in
is
there.
Absolutely the best because years ago my mother was somewhere. She was so we were traveling and there was a guy at a rest stop. We pulled in and he was going to town.
Yeah.
I'm going,
I love the going to town reference.
He was. No, she goes, no, he was on himself.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't have to tell you what was in one hand. No, thank you very much. But in the other, this lovely woman writes, he had his cell phone, and it was open to a photo of my good friend in her bikini. Ah, love. We gone out last summer, and that's when the photo was. That's when the photo was taken. So obviously he was checking her out and working off his attraction when he thought I wouldn't find out. I've been with him for 8 months. Everything is great. I don't worry about him cheating, but I'm not comfortable with this emotional infidelity either.
This is a good.
How do I go on knowing that he wants to bone my best friend? Not sure how or whether we should even continue on together. I would appreciate thoughts on this matter. It's very formally written.
Yeah.
The fappening, what a happening in the apartment, Laura. How, and you're a big one on emotional cheating.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're not a big one on, I mean, you have strong feelings about it.
I think I wouldn't be able to handle it. And you said it's been 8 months. You're considering just throwing in the towel because of this?
I think he already threw the towel in.
Well, no, no, she.
In the dirty laundry.
Because you're questioning it, I don't think you're going to be able to get past it either. And that let's just, whip, gone.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're with somebody that you really like and you find out that they... had the whack attack to one of your friends, and that's
because then you can never hang out with that friend again.
Why not?
Why?
Because then it's going to be uncomfortable, and you're
why is it going to be uncomfortable?
It's not uncomfortable for him.
Why is it going to be uncomfortable?
Because you're going to every time you're with her, you're going to picture him just having going to town, and every time that she wants to hang out with you, and if he's around, you're going to think, wow, he's looking at her. Oh, he had his, oh, the way he laughed at her joke. Oh, what if? Yeah, you're just going to second guess everything. The whole time.
And this is why women are so different than men. You realize, though, in all the many, many discussions that we've had over the years, that men will, like your friends, I mean, I'm sure Jeff has thought about your friends. Not maybe, but it's possible that he has.
Oh, fine.
Right.
But that's not in my visual.
Okay. All right.
He's probably done it, gone to town. Over a lot of my friends,
going
but guess
town
what?
Sounds fun though.
But,
I mean, like, but it might not have just been your friends; it could have been family members
but
too.
But that's fine. I am not witnessing this. She has that now. It's proof. It's reality. Okay. It's not like, oh, it could have happened. No, it happened. You saw it. Now it's never going to get out of your.
And if you're going to town, it's kind of a happy kind of. I'm going to town. Hey, I'm just going to go to town. I'm by myself. I'm here in the apartment. I have a picture of. Laura's friend in a bikini.
Adventure.
I'm going to go to town.
Come on, let's go.
What are you doing, honey? I'm just going to town.
Explore my underwear, baby.
Okay. Scotty, what do you tell her?
I don't think you're getting over this one.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
You think it's that big of a deal?
Well,
8 months into it, the guy's
hitting the spank bank. It's still kind of new.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you got some problems here.
Really?
I think, but it's kind of funny. Who doesn't lock the door?
He's a total lockdown.
He's an idiot.
You're going to do total lockdown. Oh, are you kidding me? Draw the shades, cover
every
camera.
But maybe at the same time, he wanted you to find out, hoping maybe there was a chance of a threesome.
And you know what? Therein lies Bill's advice.
Think.
Bill is on the phone. You
That's
are first.
What guys think.
Good morning, Bill. What do you say to this person?
Well, first of all, how long was she gone before, you know, she, like, turned around after she walked out and he was already, going to town.
Yeah, she probably forgot something, got to the car, walked back in, and he was already busy. Yep. You know, that's what
Maybe
I'm thinking.
Maybe she needs to consider bringing the friend on board, you know, kind of make it like a...
Guys are always optimistic. Bill, you just said exactly what Roadkill said. Hey, let's take this and let's make it a benefit.
Listen, I noticed...
Turn a negative into a positive.
I noticed you were going to town.
Yeah.
While looking at
going to town.
Yeah.
Going to town. Whatever.
Yeah.
Jane, Alicia, whatever you want.
Yeah, you were looking at Jane's picture.
Yeah, whatever.
And you were going to town.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So there. So Bill says turn it into a, you know.
Turn that frown around.
Make a negative into a positive. Thank you. Be the better woman, the better woman, this is a text, and give him the three-way with her before you leave him.
Wow.
See, you should really consider him instead of being so selfish and only thinking about yourself.
Now, are you saying bail on this because the relationship is only 8 months? Or do you think that's a problem in general?
I just think it's something you're never going to get out of your mind. And because it's only been 8 months,
it's easy to go.
It's easier.
This is our going to town music now. I just dubbed it.
So if you ever have a story about going to town, this is the music.
And to every other lady listening, this is to the writer and every other lady listening, this is a text. If you have a boyfriend or husband and you also have friends, he wants to sleep with them. Doesn't mean he's going to, but the thought is there, whether you know it or not.
Yeah, but that's fine. It's actually witnessing that is what is going to never get out of her head. And then, like he said, if she's over for dinner and you guys are all hanging out, and then she says something funny and he laughs, you're going to be... Like, inside going, oh.
So if you walked in...
You're forgetting the part of the email, though, that says she knows he wouldn't cheat. She's not afraid of him cheating. So it's not going to progress to that area. She knows that. Doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter. It's still in your brain that, she's
so if you walked
something.
In and he was looking at a picture that was not a friend, you'd be like, okay, it happens.
Right, celebrity or whatever. Yeah. Your you porn, what do you, hub, porn hub, whatever.
What
like
me?
Those people.
Kelly Brown turned me on to
whatever they are.
You porn. Pornhub.
Like Scotty doesn't know multiple addresses. Like any guy doesn't know multiple addresses. Let's go to Dave in Danvers. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I definitely agree with Laura. I probably wouldn't be able to get over it. And if it was the opposite, if he walked in on her with a picture of like one of his friends, it would be a completely different story.
You think that he would go, it's over?
I think so. I mean, I personally just don't trust anyone. If I saw that, it would just be over.
Let me ask you a question, Dave. Have you been burned badly enough so that you don't trust anybody? Is that the reason why you don't trust anybody?
No, I have no reason not to trust anybody. I know how people work.
I get you. I feel it, brother. I got you.
So you're a doctor.
Appreciate the call. He knows how they work. He's got it down.
I know how people
appreciate
work.
Appreciate it, Dave. No, thank you. I mean, you know, you gotta protect. You gotta build that fort. Don't let anybody in. All right. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Captain Positive is joining us this morning. What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing, Greg?
What's up, buddy?
I think she's making a mountain out of a molehill. It's not that big of a deal.
See,
now, if there's any picture of her brother, I could keep being concerned, but I think she's all set.
Yeah, there you go. Always a great perspective.
Yeah.
Always a great perspective.
Any questions?
Tony's on the phone. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
You got to put on the cars, man. Licensing, moving, stereo, a little Fast Times of Ridgemont High action going on, you know?
I didn't know where he was going with that. I'm like, where is this guy going? And you can't get it out of your mind. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's just not right.
Okay. It's not right. Like, it doesn't happen? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but it's just not right.
Okay. All right. You know, I appreciate it.
Should have been on total lockdown and everything like that, but whereas they're 8 months into it,
three.
You really ought to consider, you know?
Thank you, Tony. Three words that every guy, you sign this when you're leaving the womb. There's a little document on the wall. Guys have to sign. It's the guy code.
Okay.
And there's three important words. Secure the perimeter.
Yeah.
Every guy knows it's a secret code. Secure the perimeter. He didn't lock that.
Yeah. Before you start playing tag with yourself, have to make sure.
If you're going to go to town, you got to secure the perimeter.
You're it.
Yeah, you learn it when you're 14, like, you know, when you inadvertently leave the door unlocked or your mom barges into your bedroom or whatever, you know, when you are going to town. You know, yeah, that's what you do. Mm-hmm. Secure the perimeter. How many of you guys, how many military guys, men and women out there going, he's right.
Yep.
He's right. Secure the perimeter. It's the only way to maintain safety, you know? Hammer joins the program early this morning. Hammer.
Good morning, Godfather.
How you doing?
You're in a relationship. You know what the rules are. You don't share with somebody else what you've promised or implied to your significant other. You know, that's lustful thoughts, foot rubs, whatever. If that's not on the program, then you don't do it.
Okay. All right. Let's get real, Hammer.
The threesome idea. The threesome idea is cool, though. I mean, don't be an idiot.
Hammer, I'm sorry to disagree with you, but I mean, you know, lustful thoughts, impure thought, bull. It happened to everybody. Okay. I don't want to get a discourse on it. Evan, what's your advice?
Godfather, I believe that this guy needs to be an adult and look at porn.
Like an adult?
What do you mean?
Laura would have no problem with that.
It's somebody you know, and you're never going to get that out of here.
Look, the man wants. Who wants to go to town with a stranger? Maybe he's got attachment issues. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. But if you're going to go to town, secure the perimeter. Especially if you're in an apartment, right? I would imagine I'd lock that door every time I go in my apartment, regardless. Right?
Before I start going to town.
You don't go to town, okay? GTT. I'm sick to my stomach about this guy disrespecting that girl like this. Kick the dude out of town. Wow. Is it that big of an... I mean, that's it's that egregious? Kick the guy out of town? I mean, do you need to... I mean, seriously.
It
sucks that he got caught. I agree. But I would highly doubt that most guys haven't done something along the same lines.
Where he was going to town.
Doing it is one thing. Being caught doing
it
is...
I know, but look at this guy. Sick to my stomach about how this guy disrespect. He got caught, you know, going to town.
Yeah.
I was thinking about... please. It's really... That's a bit of a giant overreaction. She's the douchebag in this situation. Who just walks into somebody's place without knocking? That's another thing. Do they live together? I wish I knew.
I'm under the impression.
It's his
place.
I'm kind of painting it. She said it's his apartment. Didn't lock his apartment door, so I was able to walk in. Who just walks in? Like, especially if he didn't know she was coming.
Even Amy has to call ahead. She lives with me.
Oh. Yeah, he's got to unlock the door a few minutes ahead of time, you know? Andre knows what I'm talking about. Andre.
Cretchy, how you doing, brother?
Good.
Well, first and foremost, he should have secured the perimeter. Dude, that's a rule. You know that.
I know that.
I can understand her having issues, but personally, I really think we need to see the picture of a friend for our own reference material just to make sure if it was all worth it.
You know what we need? We need Exhibit A.
Yeah, we do.
We need.
We do.
We need Exhibit A.
We don't have all the facts. We need the data.
I know. I agree.
How bad was the picture?
We're nothing without data.
Yes.
I agree. All right. We're running late, so.
Wow.
Those little life lessons like that, Laura just shakes her head.
It just
always
secure
check the perimeter. You got to secure
the perimeter.
Sure the windows are good. Right. Everything's good.
Secure the perimeter. Kelly Brown, he knows that. Secure the perimeter.
Don't
STP, secure the perimeter. Everybody thinks that's a product for your car. All those fake stickers in the 70s. Just a reminder to guys, secure the perimeter.
So guys, even if you're not doing it, go home today and lock the door.
There you go.
If you know that your girlfriend listens.
Yeah. Bam.
Don't move. We'll be right back after this. It's Greg in the Morning Buzz.